Spring in Vermont is sugaring season. Sugar shacks across the state were busy boiling sap to turn it into syrup. And while most are in rural parts of Vermont, a group of urban tree tappers in Burlington are hoping to share that experience with city residents. Jess Kaplinger reports.
Yeah, so it just takes
a
lot.
How sweet is that?
That's probably pretty sweet.
Can we put our finger into it? Is that not?
That's fine. No, yeah, go for it, because we're going to boil it.
On a warm Tuesday afternoon in Callahan Park in Burlington's South End, friends and strangers alike cluster around a large metal bucket filled with sap. As the sun sets and temperatures drop, over a dozen people crowd around the evaporator like it's a campfire. It's a shiny metallic rectangular tub hooked up to a propane tank. Cinder blocks surround it to keep in the heat. What they pour in is almost clear, but once they're done boiling, it'll be a richer amber color. They're boiling sap to make maple syrup. It's a familiar scene in early spring in Vermont. Angus Daugherty is one of the founders of Tap One, the group leading this urban syrup-making experience. He explains the process.
This will be syrup in probably an hour. So we just collect the sap from the trees, and then we have a big holding tank now that fills fits 60 gallons in it. And we'll just fill that up, and then every week, or even like right now, it feels like every couple days, we'll boil the sap that we have, just so it doesn't go bad.
This spring was Tap One's third year collecting sap in Vermont's largest city.
We started the winter after COVID, so 2020 to 2021, just as a way to get outside and hang out with people. One of our friends' dads had this evaporator for us to use, so we just borrowed it and started tapping trees.
Isabel Dunkley is another co-founder of the group.
And most of us come from other parts of Vermont and notice that urban sugaring is very possible in Burlington and could be a fun way to get people together. So our mission is to bring sugaring to places where people maybe typically don't have access to them.
The sap boiled today came from about 20 trees in Burlington. There was one tree tapped right there in Callahan Park, a few in people's backyards, and a handful in the Lakeview Cemetery. What this group will produce is just a drop in the bucket compared to Vermont as a state. Last year, Vermont produced over 2.5 million gallons of maple syrup, the most in the country. But this January in Vermont was the warmest on record. That means the sap began running early. Mark Isselhart is a maple specialist with the University of Vermont Extension. He says it's too soon to know if the early start to the season will impact overall maple syrup production.
The early boils are definitely the story of this year so far anyway. How that all relates to people meeting their target for production or not, we won't know until really everything's been added up.
And it was a whole entire school of oranges.
Right.
There's probably a lot of kids.
Just in time with the setting sun, the maple syrup is finished boiling. Angus Daugherty says this year has been quite successful.
I feel like it's been really good, better than last year. I think we've gotten more sap than we have in the past 2 years, to the point where we can't really keep up with it almost.
After boiling and chatting for the afternoon, the group bids their farewell until next sugaring season. For Vermont Public, I'm Jess Kaplinger.
I know, isn't that? So it's 40 gallons of sap to get 1 gallon of syrup.
Yep. They had a presentation at their school.
This story was produced in collaboration with the University of Vermont's Community News Service Program.